already know the address.
66 Harborview Road.
Hello, hello, and welcome to 66 Harborview Road, a podcast dedicated to ABC's General Hospital. I'm your host, Caitlin, and in today's episode, we are talking about the week of January 15th through 19th. Almost going up in flames was Christina and Blaze. Blaze is not ready to be out to the world, and Christina's more free-spirited. But I will say I'm impressed with how hard Blaze is trying to be with Christina, but eventually I think Christina's going to want to be out in public, go to a restaurant and like try and be couple-like, but she also may be pregnant. So this is going to be interesting. Christina's going to be opening a youth center, navigating being pregnant, and also navigating this new relationship that has limitations. And is she also running Charlie's? This really seems like a lot for her right now. I know she's super excited about the surrogacy, but maybe this is something she should have thought about. And how is Molly doing in all of this? I feel like we haven't seen her side of, wow, Christina might actually be pregnant with a baby that is supposed to come to me after she births it. Like, that's a big deal. TJ is over the moon. He is blinded by the love he has for this future child, and he meets with Jordan, and she gives him a ton of support. I really hope we get more of these mother-son scenes because, I mean, those two are great. But as soon as Jordan steps out, she gets kidnapped. Like, I don't understand how being an ex-undercover DEA agent and police commissioner, you could not have fought one off or, like, at least fought one off enough to make noise for somebody else to, like, come along and help. I don't know. I just feel like she would have had more training to deal with that situation, but it's to move story along. So we'll see where they're taking her, and we'll see where this leads to. So who's behind this? Is it Cyrus for payback? Is Pikeman still a thing, or did that go down with that Brennan guy? Is this someone new? I don't know where Selena Wu has been lately. And is this tied into who shot Curtis, or is this something new? I really don't have any theories at this point. It could be anybody. I'm still holding out to see if Marshall is connected to any mob business. They left that so vague when he first came on the show, and I want to see where it goes. Currently, he's at the hospital with the rest of Curtis's family. Again, I don't need Marshall to be in a relationship with Stella. I think they both offer us so much more than just pushing them together because they're there and they're around the same age. They don't have that much history because he left and they didn't have much communication between then, so I don't know. But once Curtis starts walking, is he going back to PI work? I hope so. I mean, let him find out where Selena is or who shot him. Or let him bring back Jason, like, on his journey. I don't see him and Portia staying together much longer after he's recovered from surgery. I don't know why. I just don't see it right now. And if Trina is going to Paris, there's not going to be a lot holding them together. And I don't want to see Trina leave, but I do want the best for her. So I'm very torn in this situation. They're making it seem like this internship is like the greatest one to get. So if it's going to help her, then yes, do it. But if it's going to have you off canvas, don't do it. But she is waiting for the real Esme to come back. And she was definitely taunting her at the courthouse. Personally, I loved it. Get under her skin, make Esme crack. Like, let this girl be tried. Meanwhile, Spencer and Nicholas reunite, and I appreciate them reconciling, but it felt kind of rushed. Maybe because Nicholas was rushing, but I did expect Spencer to leave. I was glad he didn't, but I did expect him to say, yeah, let's go. It's a shame he couldn't convince Nicholas to stay at first, but maybe he's coming back. I couldn't believe he handed over Ace. Such a bad choice. That's why I'm hoping that we're going to see them again really soon. But Nicholas does need his legal situation sorted out. So will we see Nicholas in prison? Is he just going to have some kind of crazy probation? Maybe he'll be condemned to Spoon Island for a year. what would the solution be for Nicholas Cassadine to walk freely in Port Charles? Spencer telling Laura about this situation was even worse to watch. Like, each sentence that Spencer spoke, Laura shut down his theory. Oh, she used a nickname, so her whole memory is back. Man, Spencer could, you could see it on his face, like, oh no, I have made an awful decision, and now I can't take it back, so what are we gonna do? I did like Cyrus calling them both. I know he has a plan to manipulate Laura into thinking he's changed, and he's well on his way. Like, all of these little things he's doing, he's like implanting in Laura that he's changed and he's a good guy now. And that will bode well for him in the future when he does do something terrible again. He's going to have his sister slash mayor on his side of things. Drew is also changing. He is so angry, and it's directed all at Nina. We did get a scene of him and Anna. She's still feeling guilty about Charlotte. Man, I feel so bad for her. But Drew goes on a rampage and empties out Nina's office. I was shocked. Their arguing was great. When Nina shouted that she's irreplaceable and Carly walked in, my jaw was on the floor. I couldn't believe anything that was happening, and I was so excited. I am not Team Carly or Team Nina. I'm just Team GH and Team Drama, and this is going to bring so much. It's going to be awesome. Nina's going into revenge mode, and I'm here for it. Like, she is best when she leans into her villain side. But who's going to manage Bobby's now? I hope it's someone we know. Like, can Lulu wake up and run it? I think that would be a great choice. Once she does wake up, I mean, she's been out of work for many years, and she's going to need something that she knows, and she knows that restaurant. But I am curious if Carly is going to start pulling away from Drew if he continues this anger storm, or is she going to attach herself more as the person who can calm him down? Historically, she likes to be special to someone in that way, so that wouldn't surprise me. But Nina has lost everything, and that's the best kind of villain to have. I'm happy that this makes Sonny focus on the business, but his decision about Cyrus, that was so uncalled for. Like, you can't whack someone before a trial. That's so suspicious, Sonny. I feel like that's mob 101. Oh, and I almost forgot to talk about Jocelyn. So she found Adam in the park, drinking, taking pills. She calls paramedics. She gets him to GH. That was wild. I did not think Adam was going to take things that far. I was also surprised that they mentioned that he was 18 or over 18, but they had to call his parents anyway. I don't know how that works, especially since, as coherent as he could say, do not call my parents, do not tell my parents. I'm glad Jocelyn was there to kind of like defend him to his dad. I'm wondering what's going to happen afterwards. Is he going to be a runaway? Is this going to be something that Jocelyn like helps him through? Like, what's the outcome of this? What are we thinking? Just adding him to the ragtag group of college kids? Because I know that he is Maurice Bernard's son in real life, I really don't want to see them work together on screen. Because if you look at Adam, like, just in the eyes, it's all Sonny. That's all I can see if I stare long enough. So if I were to see them in scenes together, I think it would kind of break down the illusion a little bit. But I'm curious how close he's going to get to Joss and Trina and Dex in the future. Dex does not seem to have a problem with Jocelyn helping him out at all. It doesn't seem to be, like, romantic, really, in any way. Dex is not jealous about anything. So we'll see. I know Felicia just became, like, a patient advocate. Maybe she'll get involved with him. I don't know. I'd like to see him involved in more hospital stuff. I think it's been a little while. I mean, we have Finn's case currently going on, and I guess now they have some new information that I couldn't really understand what it was. So did the patient know he had cancer, but then just did not tell Finn about it because he was just living his life? Or did the doctors previously know that the patient had cancer and either A, didn't tell him, or B, the patient did not disclose that to Finn? And I don't know what the rules or laws are about doctors going to patients' previous physicians and getting medical records. Like, I don't know if they're supposed to, if you're checked into a different hospital or what. But it looks like it's going to be wrapped up really easy, nice red ribbon around it. Could have used a different kind of hospital drama, like when Finn had to create a cure. Like, that was some hospital drama. Oh, maybe with Nina down and out, she'll somehow be part of the hospital. Wouldn't that be something? I think Michael's still on the board. I'm just so excited for the drama to come. I'm looking forward to watching every day. It's been a great week. I'll try to stay more consistent posting and keeping things updated. Thanks so much for staying with me. And if you're new, thanks for joining. You can find me on Twitter at 66_view. Instagram at 66 Harborview Road, and TikTok at 66_HarborviewRoad. From the Quartermain Foyer, I bid you a great week.